Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's lighten the mood a little bit with my friend Jason Rube, who is the former editor of Style Weekly, the founder of the media firm Spring Story. And every couple of weeks, he brings us his list of great things to do around Central Virginia. And I am so excited to talk to you. I follow you on social media. Man, you're all over the place.
I've been trying to get out there, John. You know, it's a lot going on. I hadn't been to Friday Cheers for a while. Uh-huh. I checked that out the other week, and it was just a reminder of how nice things are down there and how beautiful it is to.
Was it fun? When I used to go, yeah. It was kind of, I wouldn't say frat boy hookup, but maybe because I was a frat boy. I don't know. What's the vibe? Is it classy and fun?
I'm sure
young people are still trying to hook up and meet each other, but
if they're working from home every day, they've got to meet people
somewhere,
right?
That's right, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so no, there are families out there, there are adults, all different ages, and it's when I went on RVA Music Night, it was just mm-hmm. a very nice eclectic scene. And of course you have the river there, and there were some vendors and food and drink, and the music is just going on. And it's such a reasonably priced concert as well. $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
And it's on Browns Island now?
It's on Browns Island. Okay. You just walk on down. But yeah, you'll see a real cross section of Richmond. And of course that's tonight from 6 to 9:30. If you go tonight, you're going to hear some folk music, really, some Americana from Watch House, and then also from, and they're out of there's kind of a southern, I think Charlotte, can't remember now.
Okay. But I'm looking at the schedule. It says mostly cloudy, but just a little chance of rain. So maybe they'll pull this one off. That's always the challenge on Fridays.
Just go on down, because it's such a long width of time. I was trying to think of it. It was Chapel Hill is the city I was trying to think of. And also, mm-hmm. I should mention, Palmyra is a Richmond group. They're opening. So you get some Richmond music, and they go right along with the kind of music the Watch House plays. So that's one suggestion for tonight.
Very good. And then I have been to Agecroft Hall a number of times. We've done Read on the Road from Agecroft Hall. What an interesting place it is. You know, the house that was moved from England piece by piece and reassembled in Windsor Farms, a beautiful view. And the Shakespeare Festival is ongoing.
Yes, and it started the other weekend, and I bet a lot of your listeners have never been to Agecroft Hall or ventured, when you drive off of Cary into Windsor Farms, who has reason to do that unless you have your multimillion-dollar mansion?
Yes. I dream about that, but it hadn't happened yet.
But you go on back there, and here's this beautifully accessible place, and they open it up to you, and it's outdoor theater. And so what's going on right now is called The School for Lies. It's adapted from Molière's The Misanthrope by David Ives, and it's running till June 25th. So that is tonight. You can bring your lawn chair and just kick back and relax.
I like that idea. Maybe I'll put that on my list, because that's something I haven't experienced, is the outdoor theater aspect of it. What else you got?
Yeah, well, the other thing's going on this weekend, if you're a comedy fan, and we can all use that, get those endorphins going back in your system. There's a theater downtown called Coalition Theater. It's been around a long time, started by a group of young people who were really into improv theater, and we didn't have that style of comedy here in town, and they're becoming a real hub for this type of theater. They're throwing what's called the Second Best Fest. It started yesterday. It's running till Saturday. And it's just a great chance to see all kinds of different sketch comedy, improv, stand-up comedy. They have people coming in from Los Angeles, Chicago, Baltimore, D.C., and they're just running shows constantly. They did have some workshops, but I just noticed those were sold out. But there should be plenty of entertainment.
And that's
there.
Over on Broad, if I remember correctly, downtown.
Right? Yes, yeah, it's okay. At 8 yeah. West Broad Street.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then the symphony's playing at this. I love the symphony so much. I miss the live symphonic performances, and I don't get to go as often as I would like to here in Richmond. What do they have?
They're doing one of those concerts where they take the pop culture or a movie and play the soundtracks, the score from that movie. And this time it's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. So they're going to be playing that live there on stage.
Mm-hmm. And then Taste of India. I had such a wonderful time when I was in India touring. I mean, it wasn't for business. So I was able to actually relax and disconnect from all the crazy people who were harassing me with business-wise. Then I went to an amazing castle called Castle Mandawa and booked the room at the top of the tower. And at night would sit up on these big stuffed pillows and watch the stars because there wasn't a lot of light pollution. And then in the daytime, seriously, every day we took a camel trip around the town, and the Havalis were amazing. So the idea of and the food, oh my God, the Indian food is great. Will they have that at this Taste of India event?
I can't speak to the camels, but okay. I will tell you they have good food, dancing, a lot of vendors. This is the Taste of India. It's held in Chesterfield at the Cultural Center of India. Mm-hmm. And I have been to it. It's very nice. It's definitely a grassroots kind of homegrown festival. You're not going to be lost in a crowd. It's a good size. It runs from 10 to 8. Something good to do on Saturday. And if it does happen to rain, it is indoors. So
yeah,
there you go. There's something for you.
And then last thing before we run out of time, I used to go down to Harbor Fest in Norfolk. My grandmother lived there, so even as a little boy, we would watch the ships come in for Harbor Fest. Do they still do that with the large ships and everybody's out on the boat?
They still do, and yes, this is my out-of-town pick, and sometimes we forget that there are just amazing arts and cultural events happening just a short drive. I mean, this isn't even 2 hours you can get to Norfolk, and this is the 47th year they've done this. It's the longest-running, largest free maritime festival in America, and they will have fireworks. They're going to have the ships coming in and out. The Navy will have demonstrations, a drone show. It's going to be suitable for all ages, and it goes. It starts today and goes through Sunday.
Harbor Fest in downtown Norfolk. Love Norfolk.
Yep, downtown, for those right at events. The waterfront.
That's great.
Yep.
Hey, Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the PR firm, media firm Spring Story. Thank you, sir. I hope I'll see you in person soon. I always appreciate it.
Same to you. Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.